The so-called Porngate scandal involving offensive emails exchanged among Pennsylvania state officials is not dying down anytime soon. Embattled Pennsylvania Attorney General Kathleen Kane announced today that she's appointed a special prosecutor to investigate the tens of thousands of emails and prosecute any crimes that may have occurred. WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies was there.
Hundreds of emails have already emerged in the scandal, tainting the reputations of many and ending the public careers of some. Kathleen Kane has plenty of legal problems herself, including criminal charges. She leaked grand jury material. She's maintained they were corruptly manufactured by men determined to prevent her from exposing their pornographic email traffic. In announcing an expanded investigation, Kane certainly didn't back off the rhetoric.
No woman should go to work and be subjected to consistent treatment of disgusting indignity by women haters, because they were born with one less body part, which the last I heard does not contain any extra brain cells.
The man Kane tapped to investigate the emails is former Maryland Attorney General Douglas Gansler. He says he and his team, four people from his Maryland law firm, are the right ones to look into the mess because they have no ties to Pennsylvania and no preconceptions.
I've not seen one email from this case, and that's the point. We are independent. We will remain independent. We will not be having contact with the general. We will have a contact in her office to make sure that we can get the materials that we need. But we will go with the facts wherever they will lead us.
There have been calls for a comprehensive investigation of the emails lately, some from legal authorities who say they show an inappropriately close relationship among some prosecutors and judges. Gansler's written charge from Kane includes looking into a lack of impartiality or independence among actors in the legal system. Gansler says he's confident the investigation will cost less than $2 million. Dave Davies, WHYY News.